It's been called the worst flooding to hit India's northeastern Assam state. The rain may have stopped now, but the floodwaters are still here, inundating large areas of the region. Many have lost everything, unsure of how or where they will rebuild their lives.
1 month has passed since we started living here, and our fields and crops have submerged in water. Our house is inundated. Now this road has become our home.
More than 200 people have died and millions have been displaced by the severe floods that swept across India's northeast region and neighboring Bangladesh. Medical teams are still trying to reach affected areas. They say many are now at risk of contracting waterborne diseases.
Regarding post-flood management, there are many issues like acute gastroenteritis, then fever. Many cases have been admitted at various hospitals.
Every year, heavy monsoon rains cause rivers to flood, but this year was worse than ever, as Assam and neighbouring Meghalaya state received more rain than average. The eroding riverbanks failed to hold the excess water, resulting in floods and landslides like this one in Manipur state. And worsening the situation in Bangladesh, which shares common rivers with India. Officials say dredging is the only way to prevent floods like these. Last week, Bangladesh's Prime Minister proposed a joint river dredging project with India to help the region. But for those who have already lost their loved ones and their livelihoods, a solution can't come soon enough. Kara Legg, Al Jazeera.